Hi, my name is Andrew Levine of the Mi'kmaq Way Mawiyomi Secretariat, and welcome to another radio show of the Mesquite Ukjuzin Wind Farm Project. And with me today is Terrilyn Morrison, Project Director of the Mesquite Ukjuzin, and she's going to share some updates on the wind farm project. Now, Terrilyn, the last time we spoke, it was back in 2015, so we'll talk about what will be happening this year. But before we get into 2016, can you give our listeners an overview or some highlights of 2015?
Sure. So in 2015, we had Boria Construction as the general contractor on the Mesquite Ukjuzin site, along with a number of subcontractors. In total, we have been able to send 77 construction workers in various trades to work on the project during the first year of construction. We also had an additional 10 employees who worked outside of the construction. So in total, the number of employees who worked on Mesquite Ukjuzin for 2015 was 87. So we're very, very proud of that number. Mm-hmm. And with that, we also facilitated the entry of 6 Mi'kmaq contractors onto the site to provide services for the project. So I would say that we were successful in getting Mi'kmaq people mobilized as well as contractors.
Mm-hmm. So for those 77 workers, what was their process on getting hired onto the wind farm project last year?
Well, in order to work in the province of Quebec off reserve, employees need to have a CCQ card. So the Construction Commission of Quebec, they govern the trades through a card system. So in order to work on the project, the employees must first meet the requirements to access the CCQ trades card. And also they would have had to have completed an ASP safety training. So for example, if you're a carpenter, concrete worker, laborer, heavy equipment operator, a linesman, millwright, iron worker, or even in some cases, flag people, you require a CCQ card to work on the construction site and to be hired on Mesquite Ukjuzin.
Okay, so looking ahead, I'm sure there's a lot of work still to be done. So there are people that you still need to hire. Now, for those listening out there, how can they go about to, you know, either access you or get more information on how to work on the wind farm project?
Well, right now, we're busy preparing our workforce for opportunities that are coming up in 2016. Mm-hmm. It's a big year for us for Mesquite Ukjuzin. We're going to start the installation of our towers. So the components are going to be delivered and you're actually going to see the big white towers going up on the site. We're also going to wrap up work on the collector system. So that's all the cables that are being laid underground that will go to the substation and then onto the Hydro-Quebec grid. So all of the power lines underneath. And we're also going to begin construction of our operations building, along with going into commercial operation for December 1st. So we have quite a bit of work to do. Mm-hmm. We learned a lot in 2015 about the industry. And right now, we want our files to be as complete as possible so that when Boria, the contractor, or any other contractor in the area, because we don't only work on Mesquite Ukjuzin integration of Mi'kmaq workers, we also work with other developers in the area. So it's not just employment for Mesquite Ukjuzin, it's also employment opportunities for the region because there's a lot of opportunities all around us. Mm-hmm. So in order for us to be effective and to be able to provide accurate information to potential employers, we need to have the information for all employees on file. So right now, we're beginning a campaign to reach out to all Mi'kmaq tradespeople. Anyone who has worked in Quebec, who has their CCQ card, are going to need to come into our office and provide copies of all relevant certificates, training, licenses, and so on.
Okay, so they can come into the office, or what other ways will they be informed about this process, the campaign here?
Well, right now, letters are going to be sent in the mail to everyone who has worked on the project in 2015 or anyone who has declared interest to work for Mesquite Ukjuzin. So we used to refer to it as the list. So if you're familiar with the word list and your name is on it, you're going to be getting a letter over the next few days. So go check the mail and start gathering your information together. We're organizing days where clients can come and bring in their cards. So in Listiguch, the coordinator for Mesquite Ukjuzin is Amanda Crozier. And she's going to be at the MMS office on Tuesday, February 16th and Thursday, February 18th during regular business hours. And for our Gascabegiat clients, she will be, well, she's located out of the band office, but specifically doing client intake on Monday, February 15th and Wednesday, February 17th. So again, Amanda Crozier is the main contact person to update your employee files. She's based out of Gascabegiat full-time, but she's in Listiguch as needed and will be on those dates. So if you have any questions, you can contact her at the band office in Gascabegiat, and the number there, 418-759-3441.
Okay, great. So keep those dates in mind. Again, like Terry Lynn mentioned, for Listiguch, there are 2 days. It's Tuesday, February 16th and Thursday, February 18th. And for Gascabegiat, it's Monday, February 15th and Wednesday, February 17th. And it's Amanda Crozier that you'll go see. So can you tell us a little bit what will be coming up in the coming weeks, perhaps?
Well, in the coming weeks, we're going to be sharing more information on the trades that are going to be required for 2016, the construction schedule and whatnot. But in the meantime, our main focus and what we're urging is that all interested construction candidates begin gathering their cards and come into the office on the specific dates. Mm-hmm. If you're unable to make it, if you're out of town that day or you have other commitments, get in touch with Amanda and let her and figure out a way to transmit your information to her, because we have to go and meet with Boria at the end of February. So it's important that we have all of our files and confirmed interested candidates in order before our meeting with them.
Okay, wow. So seems that a lot has been going on, you know, in the last few months, and there's a lot still going on in the upcoming weeks and months ahead, you know, for the wind farm project. So can you, for those who may have been tuning in late, can you just summarize what we were sharing with them in the last few minutes?
Yeah, the Maskeuk is an update on the Mi'kmaq hiring. So just to summarize, in 2015, 87 Mi'kmaq workers went to work on the Maskeuk Juzin project from the three communities, Listiguch, Gascabegiat, and Gaspag. We're going to hire again in 2016, but in order to work on the site, you need a CCQ card and have completed ASP safety training. We're here to help you, but we need your cooperation. So what we're asking and what we're urging all interested construction candidates is to come out in Listiguch to the MMS office on Tuesday, the 15th of February, or Thursday, the 17th. To meet with Amanda Crozier, who's the project coordinator, who will be taking clients in that day and copies of all of your cards and certificates for our Gascabegiat clients on Monday the 14th and on Wednesday the 16th at the Gascabegiat band office. Or anytime if you're unable to make those dates, you have questions, you can give Amanda a call at the Gascabegiat band, 418-759-3441. That's it. We'll be back on the air in a few weeks with 2016 construction schedule.
Okay, great. So thank you once again. Talk to you soon.